everybody. You know, since ancient times, human beings love to do things together and feel part of a tribe. This will allow them to form a unity and a bonding, and I guess it's a form of a sense of belonging. I know you want in on what I'm talking about, because guys, without it, you're not going to create as exciting an atmosphere on your events that I know you can create. But before I tell you what it is, let me tell you about something I observed. Now, when I'm at the beach and I see teams playing volleyball, every time I see a side win a point, the whole team slaps the palm of each player. In fact, guys, even the side that lost the point still slaps the palm of each player. Now, these simple gestures show that they're encouraging and supporting each other. Well, guess what? People love to be celebrated. They love to be supported. They love to feel a sense of belonging. They love to feel encouraged. And most audiences are absolutely no different. So, if you want your audience to be open, friendly, and sporting, then it's so much easier if you can create a warm, friendly, and enthusiastic environment for them. Now, guys, what I'm talking about in this module are rituals, simple actions that you can get your audience to do throughout your event that give people a feeling of success, a feeling of being a part of the tribe. Now, an action done over and over again becomes a ritual. A single action has very little power, but the repetition of an action transforms it into a ritual, which then has tremendous power. So you'll be very happy, guys. You don't need to prepare anything or build any props for this module. All you need to do is get your audience to repeat simple actions so that they become rituals to them, or a set pattern or sequence for the evening. So basically, your job is to program these rituals into your audience throughout the event so that they feel that ancient instinct of unity, that sense of community, and as I mentioned earlier, they feel a part of the tribe. So, with that in mind, let's look at some of the rituals you can bring into play on events. Number one, applause. Now, I know that this sounds like absolutely a given, but it's actually a ritual and it's a tried and tested technique which always inspires people. So, keep encouraging your audience to clap for others. And to spice it up a bit, you can even try different variations on claps as well. Number two, cheers. Hip hip, hooray! This is also a tried and tested way to make your audience feel good about themselves. I often say, give yourselves three cheers. Hip hip, hooray, hip hip, hooray, hip hip, hooray. It's a great ritual to celebrate an achievement. Number three, whooshes. How does a whoosh work? Okay, everyone claps three times together and then they send positive energy to a person or a team in the form of whooshes. That means after the three claps, they push their hands outward toward the person or team, sending their positive energy so the person and the people receiving that whoosh feel energized. Number four, high fives. Again, this is a tried and tested technique to inspire, celebrate, or motivate. Of course, depending on the event, I might ask the audience to turn to their neighbor, give them a high five and say, "I love XYZ company." Or turn to their neighbor, give them a high five and say, "You're awesome." Okay, number five, the pull down. This one is simple. Ask the audience to raise an arm in the air above their head and form a fist. Then pull it down to their chest level and repeat something like, "Yes, we did it. Success." Number six, hearts. Now, I've done this at many weddings. This is very easy. Get the audience to join both their thumbs and their first fingers together in a heart shape. And when the happy couple appear, the whole audience push their finger hearts out from their chests and send the loving vibrations to the couple. So this is very similar to the whoosh, but it's something like a heart whoosh. Number seven, massages. Turn to the person next to you and give them a shoulder massage. Number eight, smiles. Turn to the person next to you and give them a smile. Number nine, the wave. Now, this is often used at football matches, and in Singapore, we actually call it the Kallang wave. So Singaporeans will know exactly what I'm talking about. But if you're not sure, it can be used just as effectively on events. You start at one side of the room and these people stand up, raise both arms in the air, then they sit down quickly at their tables and the next to them, the next tables do the same thing. And you go across the room with everybody slowly waving their arms up and then sitting down, up, down, up, down, up, down. Or you can do it using the room going from the back to the front or the front to the back. Same thing. Now, there are tons of simple actions you can do throughout events that are simple and easy to do. And if you get your audience to do them many times, then as I said, this is what turns it into a ritual. And then these become your little rituals that are something meaningful, purposeful, and exciting, both to you and to your audience. Unfortunately, many times when something really great happens at events, we just move on, not taking advantage of the opportunity to create a moment. So, I want you to look for opportunities on your events to create moments or savor the moment. And bring the moment to life for your audience using rituals. So if something great happens, ask everyone to turn to the next person, give them a high five and say, "That was awesome." Of course, you don't need to use everything I've listed as rituals on your events. Otherwise, it could get overwhelming and confusing to the audience. In fact, you only need to focus on, you know, a few, one or two or three rituals that you choose. And the ones you choose will depend, of course, on the type of event you're emceeing. Now, just find the ones you're comfortable with, master them, and use these on your events. Just remember, whatever you decide to use, repeat them so that the audience get familiar with them, because that's when they become powerful rituals. So celebrate with rituals often during your event, and the audience will feel you've created a truly memorable and wonderful atmosphere and absolutely love you for it. So guys, the key points for this module, key point number one, people need to feel a sense of belonging. Key point number two, you need to create a warm, friendly environment as an MC. Key point number three, an action done once is not a ritual. Key point number four, simple actions repeated over and over turn into powerful rituals. And key point number five, you only need to focus on one or two free events and master them. Now, your action steps for this module. Number one, action step number one, I want you to write down at least three more simple actions that you could get your audience to do that could be turned into rituals. And this is for any type of event, guys, whether it be for corporate or for conferences or for D&Ds or for road shows or for family days or for community events. Action step number two. Choose one or two or three at the max rituals you really like and practice them. Action step number three. Once you've practiced them, put your rituals into your events as soon as you feel comfortable using them. And action step number four. This is an important one. I want you to take note of the difference rituals make in your events. So guys, it's time to take action and put your rituals into your events because they will definitely help you build your business, make more money, and this always means you will live your dreams.